Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We're going to continue our NBA news and notes, and right now we're going to pack our bags. We're going to head to Memphis and visit with one of our absolute favorites, and that is the Grizzlies forward in Brandon Wright. Just as a quick update, in the month of November, he had surgery on his left ankle. He is on the road to recovery. That is good news. We wanted to touch base with BW and find out how he is progressing and get an update on his Memphis Grizzlies. So they had an impressive win earlier this week against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We've been talking about it. We know that the big three, they were out, but still it is a quality win. They've got a lot of good players on that roster. Good evening. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Brandon.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays to you also.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. And, you know, all of our fans, they want to get an update on how you're doing. How are you progressing since having your ankle surgery in the month of November?
It's feeling pretty good. It's always steps to this process. You know, you go from surgery to crutches to now I'm off the crutches. Now the next step is for me to be able to start moving around on the court and running around, and then hopefully it'll progress from there. But, you know, we're just taking the day to day and, you know, just treating like you would do any other injury and just, you know, trying to get back as fast as I can.
Sure. Brandon, do you think, are you getting a sense in terms of, you know, the healing process? Are you ahead of schedule? And is there, I mean, can you give us any sense of hope in terms of what are the expectations on when you might be able to return? Is this like a 2-month injury?
Yeah, it should be around that time.
Okay.
You know, I would say I'm right on schedule. These type of things, you know, they usually go up and down. And if you know, I don't have any setbacks or anything like that, I should be back on the court moving around fairly soon. Should be running in the next couple of weeks. And then, you know, once you start running and once you start jumping, you get pretty close to return to play.
Brandon, you know, the time that I've been around you, you are such a confident young man. But I have to wonder, you know, going through just, you know, some injuries from a mental aspect, how challenging has that been for you not to get frustrated? Because, you know, as a professional athlete, you guys have to deal with, you know, your injuries. And it's very important that you don't get down, that you don't get anxious.
Yeah, you don't want to get down. You don't want to create a lot of unnecessary anxiety. You know, as far as you not being on the court and able to help your team win, you know, all you do is play basketball. You know, that's what you do. That's what you train for all year around. You want to play basketball. When it's taken away from you, you know, you can be a little dejected. But at the same time, you know, I'm dealing with an injury, so you have to attack that like you're on the court. And, you know, it's been tough, but, you know, I'll be back. I'll be better than ever, and I'm excited about, you know, when that time comes, when I get back on the court and start playing.
So here we are. We're a quarter way into the season. You guys are, what, I believe, 18-9 right now. And the Grizzlies, you guys have had to deal with a ton of injuries. It's not just been your injury, and they desperately need you back. How have the guys been able to win despite having to deal with being decimated with injuries?
You know, it starts with, you know, coaching. You know, it starts with the guys. You know, we guys have been staying together. They've still been playing hard despite who's been in, who's been out. You know, we haven't won, you know, pretty or anything like that. We've just been tough, you know, playing great defense, you know, sticking together as a team. And, you know, this team doesn't have any quit in us. It's been plenty of games where we've been down in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, and find a way to pull it out. So that's been the theme of this year, just continue to fight. And, you know, we just don't give in. I mean, it's been huge for this run we've been having recently.
And when you're missing key players, like even like a Mike Conley, it is a tremendous opportunity for some of the younger players to get reps and to step up. Who has really shined and surprised, perhaps?
You know, it's been a lot of burden thrown on Andrew Harrison. You know, obviously he had the D-League stint last year, but, you know, he's technically still a rookie. And it's been a lot thrown in his hands. You know, he hadn't shot the ball well, but he's done so many things well. You know, he's controlled the team. He's been a great defender. He has a lot of length. He's a very, very big point guard in this league. And, you know, he's done some great things for us. And it's just, it's been a great pleasant surprise to see him perform so well, you know, due to the expectations.
Hey, Brandon Wright of the Memphis Grizzlies is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And, Brandon, there was, I have to say, a ton of anticipation coming into the 2016-2017 season with a player from your former team. And, of course, we're talking about the Dallas Mavericks, and that is Chandler Parsons. What has he been like as a teammate? And I'm sure that, you know, he can identify, he can completely relate to what you've been going through, you know, dealing with lingering injuries and going through that rehab. Do you guys encourage each other?
Yeah, you know, we spend a lot of time together. Obviously, we've both been on the sidelines, and, you know, we're both excited to get back on the court because we see so many things we can do to help this team. But, you know, I've known him from Dallas. I've known him for a long time, actually, even from young childhood.
Really?
You know, playing on the AAU circuits and stuff like that. I mean, he's a great asset to have. He's a great guy to have on his team. And, you know, like I said, when we get 100% healthy, we'll be even better. And, you know, we've been playing great basketball. You know, we kind of hope we don't mess it up.
Absolutely. And I know they're anxious, you know, for him to be able to play, you know, a number of quality minutes. But give us a quick hit on Mike Conley. How's he progressing? They're saying, you know, out to 6 weeks with that fractured vertebrae. We're all optimistic, believing that he will return before those 6 weeks. But a low end back injury, it can be a little tricky. It can be tough. And you just love this guy and what he does. I mean, he really is fantastic when he's out on the floor.
Yeah, he was having a great year before he went down.
He sure was, yes.
He's playing the best basketball of his career. And, you know, I anticipate seeing him very, very soon. You know, he's been looking good in the training room, on the court. He's doing some things. You know, I think he's almost close to being back. So, you know, whether he takes the full 6 weeks or not, I think we'll see him very, very soon.
Brandon Wright with us just a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And one of the exciting changes coming into this season is that you have a new head coach, and you had just referenced him earlier, talking about David Fitzdale. How is the team philosophy? How has it changed under his leadership?
I think he's doing a great job of trying to put guys in the position to be successful. I think he's bringing this thing together more off the court than there was last year. You know, and I think that creates better camaraderie on the court.
Uh-huh.
You know, guys like each other. They want to play together. You know, guys' personalities a lot better. And, you know, he's been great. You know, he's done a great job. You know, a lot of people saying he's coach of the year right now. I would definitely have to agree with that. You know, he's done everything he can to keep this team in position and, you know, even improve our status in the Western Conference.
And, of course, when I think of the Grizz, well, I've got to ask you this while you're on the show tonight. I'm a very big fan of Marc Gasol. He's got the inside. He's got the outside game. And, you know, I think many times people overlook his defensive playmaking ability. He is an all-around player. How does he inspire you as a teammate and as a player? Brandon, I mean, I saw you know, evolve as a player. You stretched out that 15-foot shot. I mean, you're going to start stroking it from behind the arc?
Hey, that's the plan. Coach Fizdale, he came in here and challenged all of us to improve our range. You know, he wanted to stretch the floor out. You know, he wants us to play more open and in more space. And, you know, all of us bigs have put a lot of time into getting a little more range on our shots. And, you know, he wants us to be playmakers too. I think he's one of the toughest positions to guard as a big when you got another big, you know, coming downhill at you, you know, handling the ball, because he's just not used to that. And he used to, you know, we happen to see a big man's back. You know, when you see him in front of you with the ball trying to make a play,
yeah,
you know, guys get a little uneasy. And those are things he's challenged us to do so far. And that's just one of those aspects he's brought in since he started coaching us.
He is such a special player, and Memphis always such a tough team. My final question for you is, can the Grizzlies, can they be in the playoff hunt? You get a full roster, you get everybody back, including yourself and Mike Conley. What's going to happen? What's your projections, Brandon? You're a smart guy.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is we continue to get better. You know, we had a semi-transition period as far as a lot of guys going down, and we'll have another one when, you know, everyone is back playing. And you know, that'll be tough, but we'll have to bring it together. But we'll be fine. You know, we'll be good. I think our biggest goal is to try to get home court in the first round. If we can get that, I think that's the first step of you know, our ultimate goal is to be there at the end.
Wrapping up our time with Brandon Wright of the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you is, what team has perhaps surprised you so far in the NBA and exceeded those expectations?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, despite the recent slump that's going on with the Lakers, I think they really surprised me. I think they're playing a lot better than they've played in the past. They're playing more together. You know, they kind of got hit by the injury bug also. But,
they did. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a team that you can't just show up and not, you know, and take lightly. You have to play that team. That team can beat you. They got a lot of talent, a lot of young talent. And I think there'll be a team on the rise in the future.
Absolutely. Well, we hope to see you down here in Houston. Okay, Brandon?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We wish you a speedy recovery, and we'll see you real soon. Brandon Wright of the Memphis Grizzlies with us tonight at SB Nation Radio.